Okay, hello, and welcome back to another podcast. We are going to be discussing having a pet and all the benefits that come with having a pet. So my name's Rachel, and you'll have heard my voice before probably. I have just graduated from my fourth year in media.
Hello, I'm Georgia. I'll be joining Rachel on this podcast episode. I have just graduated from my fourth year in theatre and film studies.
Cool.
Rachel and I have both been pals for a while, and the staff members who were organising these events asked us if there was anything that we actually wanted to talk about as PAL students and students who have been through the university. And I actually suggested we talk about having a pet because I had a wonderful experience with my pet. So I met my pet at the university open day, and I was very nervous when I went to the open day. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to university at all. I wasn't very sure. And he was very kind to me. He was very engaging. And I just had a really nice chat with him. He made me feel incredibly welcome. And really got me excited about the idea of potentially going to QMU. So when the time came when I applied and I got accepted, I asked the university if there was a possibility that he could be my pet. And a thing about QMU as a whole, they are incredibly supportive. And if you do have a request, they will try and honour that and fulfil that to the best of their abilities.
I think we should probably introduce what a pet is.
Yeah, what is a pet? We can say, so it's a personal academic tutor? Is that?
Yes.
Is that, yes, that's right. So, yes, QMU, there's many acronyms, but that, you'll become familiar with them as you settle into the university. And every student gets a pat. Is when you matriculate, you'll be assigned to a pat, someone who is part of the division that you're studying under.
And there's a section on the portal that tells you your modules for the year and your pat, which usually stays the same throughout the 4 years, unless of course someone leaves or, for example, goes on maternity leave.
I think it's like if the lecturer was to leave or to I think if they were to leave or be absent for a long period of time, you might be temporarily assigned to another pat, or or the university would change for like a change of pat, and they would handle that for you.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything like in that situation.
But I think you do have to be somewhat proactive in sort of your approach to having a pat, and we can maybe go into that. So I think in first year, your pat will meet with you, and it will sort of be recommended and strongly advised, just so they get to know you, know a little bit about you as much as you're comfortable with, but just so that you have that initial meeting and knowing that there's someone who you can count on, someone who will be there to support you throughout your time at university. And as that time goes on, you know, your pat will message you at the start of different semesters, but it's your responsibility to reply and to arrange a time with them. They will reach out, but you have to reach out back and then go forward with those meetings.
Sometimes they don't reach out as well, just to put that out there as well.
That's in my experience that was what happened, but I know that's not maybe not universal.
So I think it's supposed to be that it's a mutual thing. So sometimes your pat might set up a meeting or you might set up a meeting. You know, usually it's recommended that you do this at least once a semester, I'm sure. And what they're there for is for like academic issues, things that might come up. But also more personal issues, and it's obviously up to you what you discuss with them, but you know,
they are a very good almost sounding board for you in the university. So if you do have things going on in your personal life that you do need a bit more support with, you can bring that to your Pat, and then they can maybe contact someone in student support services to sort of take that pressure away from you so that you can focus on yourself and your studies, and your Pat can support that extra, those extra resources for you, so you don't have to go and source that for yourself.
Yeah, so really they're kind of the first point of contact. If you've come across an issue in your academic life or your personal life, and you sort of, they can mediate that. And like you said, Georgia, kind of contact the people who are best to deal with that, which might be your Pat, or it might be that they need to get in touch with another lecturer or different resources that the university has. So yeah, if you, the idea is that you get to know them well enough before an issue arises. So do have those regular meetings, and then it makes it much easier for your Pat to kind of know what the best course of action to take is once something comes up.
Yeah, and it's like dependent on the person, and if they like know you individually, they'll know how to help you based on your needs and your personality and what's going to be right for you.
Yeah,
and they'll have a sort of their own framework of questions that they'll ask new students or things. You know, it won't be awkward, and they'll make you as comfortable as they can with, you know, knowing what's worked well for them in the past, and they'll be guided by your responses. So they'll maybe ask a set of questions, but they'll adapt to how you respond, and they'll sort of work around you.
Yeah, and that's the really good thing about a Pat, is that it is so individual, and they are there to help you. And obviously the more you go to see them, the more you talk with them, the more sort of tailored it is for you, for your studying.
Yeah, I fully agree. Maybe like as a final question, what would be your advice to someone who hasn't had a Pat before or is unsure about what to do? What would you advise?
I think if for someone who's never had a Pat before, my advice would be to kind of, even if you're nervous, just make sure that you go, and you go to that initial meeting, because they really are there to help you. They're used to people being nervous about this first meeting, or about, you know, especially if it's something that you're opening up about in your personal life, and you set the boundaries there, that is up to you. And so I think really my advice would just be to go to that meeting and just do what you're comfortable with, but really make sure that you take advantage of having that resource there, because they really are there to help you.
Yeah, I would totally say, you know, you're having an opportunity for support, and just, I would take it and, you know, do it on your own terms, of course, but you know, really utilize that time that you're being given with a lecturer, with someone that's job is there to support you, and build up that relationship. You know, my Pat really helped me think about postgraduate study, and has helped me countless times throughout my university journey, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. But that was sort of that came about because we had those sessions and we got to know each other over those 4 years. So it can be a really beneficial and helpful thing for you throughout your time at university.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I think that's us covered all the bases.
I think that is it.
Yeah. Okay. So again, thanks for listening to this one, and we will maybe see you in some of the live sessions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.